K-Rock 955, Tom and Loggy joining us now, one of Australia's most loved musos.
Oh, the best of the best.
Singer, songwriter, icon. I'm going to say Aussie icon.
Oh, 100%.
I don't think that's overselling it.
No.
His name is Darryl Braithwaite. Good morning, mate.
Oh, good morning to both of you. Thank you for that glorious introduction.
Thank you for gracing us with your glorious presence and in more ways than one, because the reason we've got you on this morning, you're heading down our way for the Bellarine Music Festival in December.
Yeah, look, really, I mean, speaking on behalf of the Australian music contingent, we're all just, you know, biting at the bit to get back and play. And we played a gig on the weekend, and it was so good to see people, you know, smiling and happy to be out like we were as well, the whole band and I. It was just fantastic. So we're on our way back anyway.
That's awesome. Now, you are playing, it is obviously on the Bellarine Music Festival, oddly enough.
Yes.
I live on the Bellarine, Darryl. So do you have, you know, do you have accommodation? Because we could fit you into our spare room for sure, if you behave.
No, there'll be 9 of us. So if you can fit us all in, that'd be fine.
Darryl, we'll do it for you. We'll set up the swags. Don't you even worry about it. We'll continue the after party further down the Bellarine in Ocean Grove, okay?
Yeah, no, that'll be fine. Because the only thing is, we've got, it's on a Saturday. Yeah, the next day I've got the band Christmas party, so we might have to leave early.
That's okay. I'll make you a nice breakfast.
She does cook a good breakfast.
No, looking forward. God almighty. That'll be good.
It's the good part of Ocean Grove too, mate. You can't see the ocean, but you can hear it, you can smell it, and it's just over the mangroves.
You can see it, Darryl, I promise.
No, I'm sure you can from a high position,
yes,
probably.
Exactly.
Darryl, are you based in Melbourne?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, right. Yep. So you've been through a pretty tough couple of years in lockdown. I see on your socials you've been doing a bit of reminiscing of places that you love to visit, and you've got Darwin in there and Broome. Are you just super excited to hit the road again?
Yeah, it is. It's sort of, you over the, like yourself down there in Geelong and all of Melbourne, Victoria, it's, you know, we've been able to, I guess, reflect. We've had enough time, like 18 months or 2 years, to reflect back. And, I have been looking at, you know, past gigs that we did and thought, God, will it ever get back to that sort of situation? And I think it will. But it's just a hiccup in life, I guess. We'll all be able to look at it and go in a couple of years and think, God, remember when we had COVID-19?
Mm. You know? Yeah.
It affects, without going into it, I mean, for the younger people, like, you know, 18 to 20s, it'd be exceptionally hard for them, I think, because they've missed out on a bit of, you know, what we went through as, you know, coming out of teenagers.
Yeah.
And of course, I mean, the rite of passage is getting absolutely blotto and hearing horses on a dance floor, you know, through those young years, especially during schoolies and everything. So they've missed out on that, Daz.
Well, I'm sure they've found something to replace it for sure. You know,
no, but, never.
No, but the only thing that really, that I've, well, I mean, it's been a few things I've noticed over the 2 years, but I can't believe how obsessed people are with their phones.
Yeah.
And I know it's probably because they're reading the news but it's just, it's that preoccupied with the phone. Yeah. If and when we lose electricity, we're buggered.
Yeah.
Do you love people coming
completely
up and getting a selfie with you, Darryl?
Yeah.
No, that's fine. Yeah. God. But people do it in a nice way anyway, but
yeah,
it's usually done at gigs and stuff. But it is really nice to talk with people, you know, instead of the photo.
Yeah,
true.
You know, the first thing, it's sort of how you're going and all that, and you just carry on from there. But it's just a bit of an observation, that's all.
Darryl, I might come down, and instead of getting a selfie with you, I might just get you to sign me moobs, if that's okay.
No. That could be a bit awkward, but anyway, that'll be fine.
Well, you asked for a conversation starter, Darryl, and there it is.
Yeah, no, I like it. I like that.
Nothing digital about that, mate. Now, Just having a look at the lineup of the Bellarine Music Festival, you've got some great acts, some of the greatest of all time. Brian Mannix, who Loggy's had a run in once. He was at a pub, he played a gig and then just was floating from table to table getting people to buy him drinks.
We bought him a few drinks.
Right. Good on him. Good on him, Brian.
Yeah, good on you, Brian.
Yeah. But there's, I noticed Ross Wilson, he's playing, I believe it's the week before you guys. But so, you know, Eagle Rock, where the thing is, where when Eagle Rock comes on in the pub and they take and the guys take their pants off. Well, my friends, I've got a circle of friends, specific circle of friends, where our thing is when horses come on, and it's been obviously since they really made that resurgence over the last, say, 5 to 6 years, we take our shirts off, right? So my question is there going to be anyone with clothes left on at the end of this festival?
That's a very good question. And I think the only way we'll know the outcome of that is actually by being there and experiencing the total nude audience.
Oh, get around that.
it could be really ugly, but, you know, that's fine.
Just sweaty and dancing to horses. Beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, God, I didn't know that about the horses, that, you know, it was a shirts off thing, but that's interesting.
No, it's not a thing, Daryl. It's just a thing with Tom.
To be fair,
I've never heard of it before, and I've been there for most of them, you know?
Yeah. You sure have, mate. Most of the legit ones, anyway. No, we've not done it at a Daryl Braithwaite gig, sorry.
Thank God. That's good. No,
it's always the first time for everything, and I reckon it might be Saturday, the 18th of December at Bellarine Estate. Looking forward to it, mate. Can't wait to get you down here, and obviously, we'll have the after party at Loggy's House.
That's it.
Yeah, and what do we need to bring? Just our sleeping bags, or you'll supply them?
No, that'd no. You'll be in the bed. We'll sleep out in the swag, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Royalty. Tickets are available now at OzTix. More details, bellarinemusicfestival.com.au. Daryl Braithwaite, thanks so much for your chat this morning. We'll catch up with you when you come down.
My pleasure. See you then.